So we do have a quorum. So Vicky, whenever you want to call us to order, feel free.
Okay, hold on one second. I don't. Can you just send me the I am away, as you probably can tell. Can you just send me the agenda again? I was in another meeting and didn't have time to pull it up.
You have it easy? Yeah, Colleen will send it to you right now.
Have it right here. Okay.
You should be getting it now. We could put it up on the, we could share the screen too, Vicky, if that's.
Yes, it's not coming through. It's probably taking us time to travel south here.
Are
You in Jersey?
I am.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it's been beautiful down here.
Okay. Do you see it now, Vic?
I can see it.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's call this meeting to order, a special meeting on August 13th of MetroCog. Why don't we start with the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the
United
flag of
States of
America
America,
and
to the
to the
Republic
Republic for which it
which
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation, under
under
God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice
just
for
for all.
all. Everyone.
Thank you. Okay. Matt, do you want to do the roll quickly for us?
Sure can. Mayor Hoidick, town of
Here.
Stefford, thank you. First Selectman Bindleglass, town of Easton.
Here.
Thank you. Ken Flato, City of Bridgeport, proxy for Mayor Ganim.
Yeah.
Thank you. Christine Brown, Town of Fairfield, proxy for First Selectman Vitale.
Here, acting for selectman.
Acting for a second, apologize. Acting for a second. Thank you, Christine. And First Selectman Tesoro, Town of Trumbull.
I'm here. Thank you very much.
And that constitutes a quorum.
Okay, great. So let's go to item two on the agenda. That's public participation. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to make a comment? I'll ask that again. Anybody from the public who would like to make a comment? Okay, I don't see anybody. So we'll move on to item number three, which is ex our executive session. Can I have a motion to move into executive session? And do we
If I
have.
could just add, that motion would include all board members and Patrick Carlton and Matt Fulba.
Great.
Happy to
So.
move a motion for those participants to be in an executive to enter into private executive session with the board.
I'll second.
You.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it is now 1:06 p.m.
Do we
and
need to
we're
say
going
like the negotiation matters?
to. It's for legal.
Okay.
It's on the
I got a
agenda.
term.
All right, give us one second. We're going to pause the recording. Yeah, just pause. That's the screen share.
Yeah, you got this, Matt.
I'm just going to stop the screen
Yeah,
share
just have
for now.
sure. Yeah.
There we go. You have. And shoot me.
Okay.
Oh, hold on one second, Vic. I gotta start the
My name is
YouTube.
Assistant Report.
No, it's recording, but it's not being streamed.
Oh.
Just give me one second, sorry.
Can you stop sharing? Are you still sharing the agenda? Do we stop?
Oh, I'm not sharing
Yes.
it. No,
Oh.
this is just on our screen.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We are back. in the regular portion of the meeting on item number four.
Okay, do you want to, I don't have, I don't see the agenda.
Oh yeah, you don't have that. I can reshare. But so item number four is basically it's requested by the building, our building, as we discussed a couple of meetings previously. We did have the opportunity as part of our lease renewal to potentially expand our office. We've been working with the building manager and an architect on that. Our broker, Bruce Wettenstein, has been kind of negotiating back and forth on this. So we've come to a place that Bruce seems happy with the conditions. What we need now is really just, I have to sign a letter of intent or just give verbal letter of intent that we are intending to move forward with the office remodel and the 10-year lease extension. It doesn't require me to sign anything yet. We will bring that to you as a formal lease amendment subsequent to this. But what this would allow is for the building to work with the general contractor to lock in all the prices for the remodel to make sure that we don't end up, you know, if we delay a few months, prices, as you know, for materials keep going up and up. So the longer we wait, the potential increase in the construction costs. But what we have is a 10-year lease with starting at $2,750 per square foot with a 3% annual increase from there over the course of the 10 years. We do add about 1,000 square feet to the office, and it gives us two additional offices as well as a second conference room and space for more cubicles in the open area. So we'll have the ability to add up to 12 or 14 additional desk spaces within our office, which we don't currently have room for. So really just bringing this to you all to confirm that everyone's good with us moving forward with that. And then I will give the confirmation to Bruce that we're okay. Happy to answer any questions if they have any.
Go ahead, Christine.
Hi. I apologize if you've already given this background and I just wasn't part of it, but currently I believe you have a staff of 9, and so adding 12 to 14 additional people would more than double the staff. Is that the plan?
No, so it's not 12 to 14 more additional. It would be 12 to 14 total desks. We currently have 10, and it would really be adding capacity to have, you know, 2 to 4 more employees potentially.
Got it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Not no, not doubling our staff by any means. No. Okay. We don't have funding for that.
And are you comfortable with the 3% annual? Just seemed a little bit high to me, but maybe, you know, I'm not a commercial real estate expert, so just
I
curious
did ask
if anybody
Bruce
else
about
has
that.
Opinion on that.
Bruce seemed to indicate that was pretty standard right now in the region for annual percentage increases. I mean, if it's something we want to go back and negotiate more, we can. I'm happy to do so. I don't think that changes the letter of intent and letting them start this whole process, but it's certainly something I can bring back to Bruce again. Kenya.
Just a quick question. What's the current per square foot base?
I can ask Colleen. I believe our current per square foot base is this year, the fifth year of our lease option. I believe it's 26. I think I believe it's somewhere either high 25s or low 26 right now, Ken. I think, but I don't know that for sure.
So the rationale for the increase is partly with the work they're doing.
Yeah, with the work they're doing, so they're covering a good portion of the additional work, but they are amortizing some of that over the course of the 10-year lease as part of our square footage. The remodel that we are doing is basically a full remodel. It's not just a little bit of work here and there. We're going to kind of move the entire office around, and the layout is completely different. So there is a good amount of work being done on the remodel. It's not just blowing out a wall and adding a cubicle or two. So it is a little bit more expensive than that. But they're covering a good portion of that out of their own costs. And they're amortizing the rest over the 10 year lease period.
Hi.
There was a question about what our, do you know our current square footage?
It's about 26.5.
26.5, that's what
I was looking at it yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's, I thought it was mid 26s was my recollection too.
I mean, the fact that they're doing improvements, at least some of which benefit us, hopefully that helps with the color.
Yes.
You know. And I'm glad we're capping the color. I agree it's a little high, but at least we're capping it.
Yeah.
Because it could be some fears.
You could,
It could be rough coming up. As much as I hope not.
And that was part of this to lock that in at for that period of time, and regardless of what the external pressures are. Any other questions on this?
Vicky, do we need a motion or no?
I think we should take a motion just to authorize
Otherwise.
me authorize the letter of intent with the building. Again, this isn't the formal lease that will come back to you all, but this is really just to start the process for the remodel so the contractor can start locking in his prices to make sure we don't end up needing to go modify that price per square foot based on increased construction costs.
I'll move to go forward.
Yeah, so David, you make that motion?
Yes.
Yep, Dave made a motion.
Have a second for that?
I'll second.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay, any more discussion at this point? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous.
It is.
Okay, great. Okay. Is that it for the agenda,
Yep,
Matt?
that is it. We can
Okay.
take a motion to adjourn whenever.
Okay. Without any further ado, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thanks, Laura. Can I have a second? Thanks, David.
Hi.
Everybody in favor?
Hi.
Enjoy
your August.
Great.
Enjoy the
Thanks.
beach,
Thanks
Vicky.
for
Thank
jumping
you all
on,
for your
everybody.
time. I appreciate it. Thank you. And you'll be seeing emails from me with regarding that letter shortly.
Great. Thank
Thanks,
you.
everyone.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everybody.
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.